Today we take you out and about with a hearty band of volunteers, part of a citizen forestry team. Over the last 2 years, they have mapped some 6,000 trees in Kailua. They are now in Honolulu tackling neighborhoods in Manoa and soon to be in Kaimuki. We caught up with Heather McMillan, who works for the state. She happened to be hard at work on Arbor Day. We talked with her about this state program and how it all got started.
In general, I would say we speak for the trees, but we also speak for communities because we are so interdependent on each other. We obviously rely incredibly on trees to do everything from provide oxygen for us, to cool us with shade, to provide habitat for our pollinators and seed dispersers, for fruit, for materials to make lei, and so many other things. For our well-being in general, but also especially in urban areas, trees rely on us to help take care of them. So we're working on promoting those relationships between people and trees and helping to expand our urban tree canopy and the well-being of our communities, because those things are really the same thing.
So we're here at Foster Gardens, and it's Arbor Day that we're celebrating, and lots of folks here are coming to pick up their free trees to plant.
Our Ka'ulunani Urban and Community Forestry Program supports Arbor Day as one of our big events. We do it, it's only possible with a lot of partners, and here at Foster Garden, today the big partner is Smart Trees Pacific, and they've helped to organize and really create an awesome a celebration of the trees. So that's one of the things that our program does. Another is we have a community grants program. So we support the greening of communities statewide through grants. Some are for schools specifically to help cool schools, but really a broad vision of anything from outreach, education, tree planting, and greening of our communities to support good work that's already going on. We have a citizen foresters program, and that is something that is volunteer driven. They have been very active in Kailua and have helped to inventory all of the street trees there, finished that this last few months ago. They're also active in Manoa, Waikiki area, working to help to inventory these important resources for our city so we can know where they are, what they are, the status of them, so they can be better cared for as well.
So walk us through. I mean, what happens on a typical day when you've got volunteers from the community coming out for this?
Typically, there are groups that meet weekdays in the afternoons and evenings, and some groups, the one that I participated in, I went through the program too, I'm a certified citizen forester as well, goes out on Saturday mornings. We have our clipboards, we have our devices, iPhones, Androids, or tablets to be able to find out, to plot where the trees are, to identify what kind of tree it is, and also if there are any issues with the tree, if it needs any help, or even if there are manuoku, or the native white terns nesting there. Those are things that we would want to know as well. So just helping us better understand what our resources are so we can better care for them. So we go around in small groups, we measure their height, we measure their canopy, we measure their girth. We talk to them. They talk to us. Yeah. And it's also important to inventory where there are opportunities to plant more trees. So that's sort of the next phase for what the very ambitious, passionate group of citizen foresters in Kailua is doing. Now that they've inventoried all the existing trees, they have a phase two of the project where they've identified places where trees could be planted. In the city, on city property, and then working with homeowners in proximity to help recruit interest, or some people are very happy to have a tree planted right next to their home. So to work with them and involve them in caring for the tree and its young and vulnerable, you know, first stage of life.
And you folks also identify trees that might be a hazard, let's say with lines, power lines, and that kind of thing.
That is something that we note in our inventory as well, if there are conflicts with power lines, yes.
It does sound, though, pretty daunting when you say, oh, we're mapping the trees of Honolulu or Kailua. It's a big job.
It is a big job, but, you know, one neighborhood at a time, and the whole way it's possible. This is a totally citizen-driven program. I mean, these are communities that are inventorying trees in their own neighborhoods, so they see their neighbors. That's a really cool thing that often happens with around trees. It's sort of It is about planting the tree. It is about inventorying the tree, but it's kind of a gateway to engaging communities and to engaging more broadly, you know, with your neighbors, engaging in other issues that might be important to your family or your community as well. We have plans to expand into more areas in the city. Right now, there is an opportunity through the KUPU program. They're recruiting citizen forester interns. So for folks that are interested, please go to KUPU's website and find out about this opportunity. There are two entry-level positions and one supervisor for citizen foresters that to help advance this program and kind of take it to a new level too. So there's a variety of ways to get involved. And it's great training. You know, you do learn about how to identify the trees, how to understand their health. We offer ongoing outreach and education for the citizen foresters as well. For example, there's plans now to do a rapid ohia death training. We don't have to deal with this right now on Oahu, but we want to be aware. It's an important issue, especially on Hawaii Island, and we know it's also been identified on Kauai. So rapid ohia death, the coconut rhinoceros beetle, just other things to be aware of, to take stock of, so we can better take care of our urban forest.
What about the plans to expand this citizen forestry program on the neighbor island?
Great question. In fact, our Ka'ulunani Urban and Community Forestry Advisory Council is having their quarterly meeting on Kauai this time, and we will also be having an outreach event to spread the word on citizen foresters. There's some interest there, spearheaded by one of our council members, to bring that program to Kauai, so we're super excited about that. We've had others ask from Maui as well, and we do want to spread it to all the islands. So we're gearing up and building our capacity and thinking about training the trainers so that folks are empowered to do the training themselves too. Okay. With their communities.
So you've planted the seed here.
Yes.
and want it to grow.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, well, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much for the chance. Happy Arbor Day.
And that was Heather McMillan, who's with the Department of Land and Natural Resources. And in the weeks following that interview, we caught up with a team of citizen foresters mapping trees in Manoa Valley. Here's Shannon Rivera, Smart Trees Pacific Coordinator.
When we start meeting up, we sign in, we see what has been done in the area. It's great that Tom has a map because it actually kind of shows you visually what's already been done, what needs to be done, where exactly you are. And then we go out, we break into groups of three or four, and we go out and get the trees done. So you can see on the map where the trees are that we need to get done. And then we have all of the equipment. We have the hypsometer, we have diameter tape, we have 100-yard tape. And those are all tools that help us figure out the conditions of the trees. So height, diameter, canopy cover, all that information, and then condition of the tree. So we also get species and then how it's doing, which street trees a lot of times aren't doing as great as private trees, and you have to learn how to kind of assess that, but you get better with that with time and with expertise and having people on board like Tom and Eileen and Betty, who go out almost every week. Hartson's here every week. And I'm sure over this past year that they've been doing this in this area, you start to kind of get to know the trees a little bit better. But yeah, so we're going to break into two groups since we have enough people. And we'll have one person mapping online, so you using our tree plotter system to plug in those GPS points to show where the tree is. We have one person recording, so writing down all the details, and then a few people kind of running around scrambling, getting the data we need to put it on the sheet. And then later, Tom will take this data, go back into the tree plotter system, and enter it all in, and that's when we get the results of that tree. So later it'll show up and it'll pop up all of the benefits of the tree. So all the carbon it's sequestered, all of the carbon that it's storing, the runoff it's preventing, gosh, every eco benefit that we can get from the data that we collect will be shown on our system. So that's a really cool tool that the city uses.
That was Shannon Rivera. She was out with a volunteer group that was mapping trees in Manoa. The group's currently working in a couple of areas in Honolulu. For links to find out how to volunteer, check our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.